Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. We're in the middle of this discussion of why this book is so important to Christians. We believe that it carries the authority of God, that this is God's Word, God's infallible, inspired Word. And we've been talking about some evidences, some fingerprints of God's authorship on this book. Previously, we considered the pinky and that it represents prophecy, that in the Bible, there are prophecies of great detail that have been fulfilled. And today, I want us to think about the ring finger. And on this ring finger, you see a wedding ring. It's symbolic of marital unity. It reminds us of this second evidence for the Bible's supernatural origin, that there is a remarkable unity of purpose and plan despite its diverse origins. So think about this. The Bible consists of 66 books written by over 40 authors from all different types of backgrounds: rabbis, warriors, shepherds, kings, historians, fishermen. From a diversity of conditions. Some wrote from dungeons. Some wrote from the deserts. Some in battlefields. Some in palaces. Some out in the pastures. And then there are all types of a diversity of controversial subjects. And it's been written over a 1,500-year period of time. But the Bible doesn't read like 66 different stories. Instead, there is a profound harmony of perspective that's woven throughout the account from Genesis to Revelation as God progressively unveils His rescue plan for fallen creation. No individual writer understood the plan completely. Each in his time, as if guided by an unseen hand, added his piece to the puzzle. Later, at the advent of Christ, all the pieces, it seems like, come together, revealing the full picture of God's strategy for salvation that had been unfolding for ages. This remarkable continuity defies naturalistic explanation. So chalk up two for the supernatural side. As you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. Also, remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast throughout Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.